At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well done, Louis Coco, producing the show back in the studio. A little Simple Minds. One-hit wonder here, right? I mean, I don't think Simple Minds had anything else, did they, John? Like, this is the only time I've ever heard Simple Minds. Did they have another song?
Yes.
I think they might have.
Yeah.
They did.
Well, was that Louis jumping in? Look at Louis with the Simple Minds knowledge. Wow, okay. So not a one-hit wonder.
What was it, Louis? Because I'm
alive and kicking.
Look at Mr. 80s back there. Yo, Louis went for it, too. Yo.
They might have had more than that, even. Wow. They weren't... They were pretty big.
Okay, good to know. All right, we are broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex, 94WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. It's the morning show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and Jody Cam, Rhea Hughes, Louis Coco back in the studio. That is a great answer from Rhea Hughes on the bender fist in the air as a freeze frame. The movie literally ends with the freeze frame of him with the fist in the air.
Yeah.
Can't do much better than that. It's a great, great answer.
It does feel pretty indelible way it just sort of... And it has. Does it have a drum? And it feels like there's like a drum beat that thumps as it ends on that picture.
Yeah,
it's so indelible. But maybe it doesn't have that.
John Hughes, man. You know, I don't think we talk enough about the mark that John Hughes made in that time period. You think about
teenage years.
Home Alone, 16 Candles, Weird Science, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. I mean, you could just Ferris Bueller's Day. Like, it's one after the other of all the most iconic 80s movies, really, or at least of that type of movie. All right, 215-592-9494. Give us the best freeze frame iconic image from a movie. If you're watching a movie and you hit pause at any certain point, that image, best answer is going to win. Plus, coming up this segment, a really interesting answer from Jalen Hurts yesterday when asked what the Super Bowl victory has done for him. That's something we've talked about, you know, the loss and how it weighed on him. What's this going to do? A fascinating answer from Jalen. That's coming up in a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our pal Patrick in Tabernacle. What up, Pat?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Pat.
Very safe. Hey, John Ritchie. When are we gonna get a dose of you on the acoustic guitar? Covering some Hendrix.
You know what? That's a great point. It's been a little while. You got anything you've been noodling around with or anything like that?
I have, yeah.
Maybe next week we do.
I've been playing some stuff. I actually, maybe I'll play a gorgeous song. I was playing a song the other day that almost made me break down.
Get out of here, really?
Man, maybe I shouldn't play that.
No, please don't. Please don't. Upbeat. It's the morning show.
John Ritchie,
we'll figure something out.
No, we will. Maybe next week or something. It's a good call, Patrick. It's been way too long.
Dolly Dagger would be my request for you, buddy. I think you can cover it.
Dolly Dagger? Yeah, I never tried to play it.
No, listen,
I'd have
you
to
can do it.
Change a lot.
You got your new Dolly Dagger in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so electric. It's so electrified.
It's a great song.
That would sound really cool acoustic. I could really alter things. Maybe I'll try that
Look
out.
Look at this, Patrick. Well done, buddy.
So listen, John, listening to you talk about preseason football is like, it's like, you're waking up for Christmas morning and you're a little kid, like just running downstairs. You're so freaking excited.
Patrick, I feel the same way, man. He gets it's this like childlike joy in his voice. It's so fun. That's what I was joking before. Like, this guy played in the league and he still has that joy. It's so cool.
But
I don't have to be out there making myself shorter. I used to be out there pounding myself shorter.
You're like, this is much nicer.
And now I get to just watch these guys, and it really is. It's a magnificent sport to watch in every capacity. I mean, it's the perfect sport to digest. They run a play, and then you get to be like, sit there and say, holy cow, that was cool the way he did this. And then I saw that and that and that. And then rest,
another play.
Rinse, repeat. Yeah, another play. And when you're out here at practice, like yesterday, I was lucky enough to, you know, Big Dom took me. I'm standing in a spot where I'm standing next to Mike Quick, and a play is run, and a ball is thrown. And who else to say, hey, how well did that receiver break on that pass? That who else? Better to ask Mike Quick?
That's a great point.
Like, Mike, it, just such a joy to be out there immersed in this level of expertise.
It's like you're getting the live.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Color analysis, holy right? You're like listening to the broadcast as much. Yeah. Like, let me tell you what he did there.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. That's awesome. It's amazing.
Patrick, I think I would sound childlike after that,
the
too.
The joy in his voice is unlike anything you ever hear.
I love it, man. Amazing. John Ritchie loves football, and that's so cool.
Well, that's the – and everyone does to some degree.
Of course,
it feels like
that's why we talk about it.
My mom
raised
me this way. My mom and dad raised me this way. But it's you know, loving football is what we're all about, like to varying degrees. I don't understand why my son loves football so much less than I do.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that we pass on automatically, and why we're all here.
Well, it's part of the fabric of the city. You know, it really is, in a way that it's not a lot of places where, to your point, John, like, you just grew up with it. You don't choose to be an Eagles fan. You are an Eagles fan, you know?
Sure.
It is a differentiation, you know?
That's true.
It is.
Yeah.
Patrick, what you got on the Phils?
The Phils, I'm trying not to overreact to that, but Castellanos, you know, you're talking about him before you mentioned him, like, you know, 1 for 25 and all this stuff, and you know, like, you know, just defensively, you know, last night it was obviously, you know, awful.
Last night, but, yeah, there was a we haven't gotten to that, but a fiasco. The Mark Tate play. I mean, literally scores on two errors on the play. They're throwing the ball over the field. Yeah, it was
just so sloppy, almost like they know that the Mets are shambles.
John, game last night, the Mets. I was telling James before the show. I said, I popped on something. I said, oh, let me just check the Mets score because I'm standing.
Sure, we all are. Yeah, yeah.
And I see worst loss of the season. I'm like, they just blew a 5-run lead 2 days ago. They had a 6-run lead, John, 11,
really
11 unanswered runs the Braves
scored. And at least the last one was against a Brewers team. Yes. That's right. This is a Braves team that's cooked. You know, you got to love it.
That's hard to do.
It is hard to do. Yeah. You don't get 11 unanswered that often in a baseball game. No. Yeah, all right, Patrick, you got an answer for us for an iconic image?
Yeah, I don't know where to go. I'm going to stay away from my favorite movie, but I'm going to go with King Kong on top of the Empire State Building there. Yeah.
Oh, big.
Excellent.
Big, great start to the show from an answer perspective. That is a great one. All right, back to the phones in a few minutes. 215-592-9494. I want to play you this Jalen Hurts audio because I thought this was a really good question, and he was asked about, what does winning the Super Bowl do for you from a confidence perspective? From a, you know, how does it change you type of, like, we know how much the loss affected him. We saw it in all the behind-the-scenes stuff of the Super Bowl. And it
on his iPad.
Hurt my soul and all that stuff. Here was Jalen yesterday, and you could tell, like, he even says it towards the end where he's like, you know, this is a good question. You got me talking. It's pretty good. Here's Jalen on what the Super Bowl meant.
When did the Super Bowl make you more confident?
Yeah, you mean, yeah. Yeah. When you get a promotion, do you think you're more confident? When you get a promotion? Have you ever been promoted? Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, you chase a dream and, you know, you everybody's dream is to do that. And so once you know that you can, you know, it brings a sense of assurance that you can, you know. And I've said before, it's not a, you know, it's a great question. You got me talking.
So funny to hear him even just
I love that.
Me too. I love that part.
I love that.
Me too, John.
He forgot that he was guarded.
Yeah, he did,
forgot
right? Yeah.
He was supposed to do the coach speak mode that he's been taught to do his whole life, even by his dad, going all the way back probably to when he was a little kid. He was
and
probably
Nick
imitating
Saban.
His dad at press conferences, saying nothing. He got out of that mode temporarily. And then he realized
it you know what he
after
said
like
it.
30 seconds.
He's like, he got me.
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
Who, who was the reporter?
I couldn't tell because the question was so low.
Because you ever been promoted?
Yeah, it was very funny. And
I love
it's a great response because it is true. When you when you get a job, when you like move up in the ranks, you're like, I can do this.
Totally.
You know, it
instills confidence.
It's 100%.
Success breeds confidence.
Confirmation that you belong.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you win the Super Bowl and you're the Super Bowl MVP. Of course that's going to give you confidence. Of course that's going to take you to another level. So I thought that was just so fascinating. The answer itself, but also just hearing him open up because we know how rare that is. And he even admitted how rare it is. I thought that was really neat. 215-592. 94-94 to get in on the Eagles and the Phillies. We're going to continue to get John's thoughts from being out at the joint practice yesterday. Some really interesting stuff from John in terms of the defensive side, where Cooper DeJean's been lining up, more on that, and obviously the offense and why things weren't so great from an offensive perspective yesterday. Elliot Shore Parks at 8:20. He was obviously out there for the practice yesterday. He will give us his thoughts on what he saw. And again, your calls, 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. It's Richie, it's Seltzer, it's Rhea Hughes. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.